it's Wendy Snyder and the executive producer for the Midwest Independent Film Fest.
What?
Executive. What did I say? It says producer. Kevin, talk on the air.
That's your producer's fault.
Okay, because well, you're a producer. All right, I just all I wanted to say was I'm sure Mike McNamara loves it when I say our monthly friend is here.
I'm here. I'm happy to. You know, I feel honored to be. Am I your only monthly friend?
No.
Oh, come on. Really?
Well, yes, now because I am in menopause.
Don't encourage this, Mike. Please don't encourage this. Mike runs the Independent Film Festival, and he joins us every Tuesday. And this
first Tuesday, every first Tuesday, we don't want to scare people.
Kenneth Yoder is here, who plays the bad guy, the antagonist in, I think, of all the films you've brought us. This is the greatest title. My Friend's Rubber Ducky is the title of this film. Both of you, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. What's this movie about?
This one's, and I'll turn it over to Kenneth, but this is, I've been literally waiting for a year to show, for us to premiere this film. This is all Chicago made. It's a low budget film with really high budget producers and directors and actors in it. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. It's 70 minutes. It's a lot of fun. And, it's got this guy in it.
Hey guys, thanks for
having me. Hi Kenneth, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Alright, how did your involvement with this happen? What happened?
Well, I did a web series and the director saw it and thought I was pretty silly in it and had a, you know, good, he thought I was the perfect jerk.
That is a compliment.
Which is always a weird thing. He's like, hey, man, I got a perfect role for you. I need a real creepy, kind of jerky, someone that people are going to hate immediately. You're my guy. So, yeah, I came on board. And the movie's basically a stoner comedy, kind of updated, not so political and silly. It's more just kind of chill, like mellow chill, high, you know, like high-flying movie.
So grab some Doritos and some Powerade and... Enjoy.
That's exactly right.
And I will. What's cool about it is I am not a stoner. I don't smoke, and I laughed my ass off and loved the comedy. So, and that was one. That's when I knew I loved this comedy. Is I watched it and I'm like, wow, I really usually veer away from stoner comedies, and I thought this one was hilarious and I loved it.
Good.
So, and then I also thought, hey, if I did smoke once in a while, this would be even better.
This is the one. Yeah.
Kenneth, what was your web series that you did?
Rodrigo Quintez, Quality Children's Entertainer, which Mike has a wonderful role in.
I have a little spot in that, too, yeah.
Because I want to see where this jerkness began, so I'm going to check that out as well.
Oh, I'd love it, yeah.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, Rodrigo Quintez. You will, or Quintez, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely hilarious. And, yeah, he plays kind of what? You're kind of the bad guy in this a little bit.
It's like if Scarface was a quality children's entertainer.
What separates a quality children's entertainer from just a children's entertainer?
Just pure marketing genius.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Barney the Dinosaur is not quality children's entertainment.
No.
Mike, whimsical.
You said at the beginning you've waited about a year to be able to show this movie, My Friend's Rubber Ducky, at the Independent Film Fest. Why did you wait a year?
Well, you know, since we're, you know, one of the producers is a guy named PJ Fishwick. He's the executive producer on that series Teachers that was a really successful web series and is now on TV Land. Dana Scott's on, is one of the producers on it, and she's working on Exorcist, that new TV series that's coming here with Gina Davis. So,
wait, are
I've
they filming
known,
that here?
My understanding is they're filming it here. So,
wow.
Yeah, they filmed the pilot here, and my understanding is that it's shooting here. It
Great.
Hasn't been signed, sealed, and delivered, but that's my understanding.
Good.
Claire
and,
Connelly as well.
Yeah, Claire Connelly, who, she had a film called Dig Two Graves that we met with director. You loved that.
Yeah.
You guys got to see that.
Yeah.
So, one of the cool things about Midwest Independent Film Festival, about the Chicago film community, is we all know each other. We're all working together. So I knew that this film was coming together about a year and a half ago, and I got to see a screener of it about a year ago before it was, you know, as they were just kind of starting to see where they wanted to put it in terms of festivals and everything. So, you know, I told them about a year ago, like, we would love to host the Chicago premiere and let's keep in touch on it. And, yeah, even with this jerk Kenneth in it, I was like, we'll still premiere it. So, no, but yeah, so, and you know, I always say it's so much harder to make people laugh than it is to make them cry. It's really hard. And Bill knows, a stand-up comedian, it's
harder really
to make people laugh. And this one, you know, it's summertime. Come out, laugh your ass off, have a couple beverages. Landmark Century Center Cinema, 6 o'clock.
Good.
All right, Kenneth, I have a question for you. Mike, you said that this is a low budget. It doesn't look like it, first of all.
Well, that's a tribute to, you know, those producers that I mentioned. Yes. And Kenneth as well he's working on Sense8 right now, that Wachowski Brothers series. All the people working on it are high budget, you know, filmmakers that are working. This is that side project that they did.
And that's what I'm asking you, Kenneth, is the money's not there. You're not doing this to make $1 million. You're doing it because did you love the role? Did you love the story?
Yeah, you know, it's started with loving the people first, the people that were doing it. So you hop on board because you just want to be a part of what they're doing, you know, and you're like, oh, you guys are going to kill it even though you don't have money. And the script, you know, credit to director Josh Hyde that the script was awesome. Like, and it's especially sometimes for a comedy, sometimes you'll see a script and you're like, okay, I get how this will be funny once you add some improvisers and mess around, but it was funny on the page. So, you know, that's not easy to do. So I was totally on board.
Does it bother you when Mike McNamara takes a picture of the back of your head while you're talking?
Another day with me and Kenneth.
I think it's an OCD tick of yours. You do it all the time. Every time I hang around, like, there goes
everything.
There he goes.
Usually it's video, though. Usually it's video.
But I know when they started the production, the very, very pre-production of the movie, they approached Lee Jones and Ian Kaiser, who have the kind of a micro-budget business sort of model for doing low-budget
film
films.
Film fund kind of thing.
And they were on board, and, you know, I've certainly wanted to do a movie, you know, of Lee's for a long time as well. So, like, just the people were right, and the script was tight, and I was in.
It looks so funny.
Since it's been branded a stoner comedy, quote-unquote, I've always wondered this. When they make movies like Half-Baked or any of the Cheech and Chong movies or other, quote-unquote, stoner comedies, are people doped up while they're making the movie, while they're writing it, while they're shooting it, while they're editing it? When are they and when aren't they?
Well, filmmakers in general, you know, probably a steady state of...
Really?
I can't speak to that. But for the movie, I do know that we were very, you know, like, there was a lot of smoking going on, but it was herbal cigarettes they used. You know, they had a prop house they bought them from and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they're not known to taste very well. So it was very kind of hard on everybody to, and I know Cry Me a River or whatever, but trying to smoke all these herbal cigarettes hour after hour after hour for 10, 12 hours a day, because we are always smoking in the movie. You know?
Oh, yeah. All right.
But it's herbal.
That's a great question, actually.
Yeah. It's herbal.
I don't know the answer. I mean, I know a lot more now, but I always wondered when they're making those movies.
You mean when they're... Because it looks like you're smoking weed the whole thing, and it's the herbal.
Right.
Because that's what I wondered. Because for a long time, was it really alcohol that was in...
No, they go out of their way to just find liquids that are the colors of whatever alcohol. Like on Cheers, no one's drinking beer. You know,
totally.
It's no alcohol beer. So I didn't know how that would stand with you guys.
Same thing.
The cool thing about this film, though, along the lines of what we're saying, where you're smoking all the time, there is also, I think, what separates this from the pack is that there is like a plot line and a thread, even though it's kind of a kooky,
what's
fun.
What's that doing in there?
Thread, right. So it's not people just kind of sitting around being like, wow, the lights are flickering or whatever potheads do. Basically, the good guy in the film, a college buddy of his, borrowed $5,000 from him and never gave it back.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's broke. He's like, I got to get that $5,000 back. He's like, you know what? That guy probably doesn't even remember it. Maybe I'll reach. And it turns out that he does remember it, and he purposefully was like, you're not getting that $5,000
back. Well, that's mean.
And so it turns into this caper flick.
That's you being
mean. And that's Kenneth. Kenneth is the bad guy that stole the $5,000. But what's great is, so then they kidnap the guy, and to get the five, what's great is it's $5,000 that you're trying to get back.
Right.
And literally, I'm watching it like, man, if I needed to get $5,000 back from somebody, this is kind of how I'd try and go about doing it. I mean, do you know what I mean? So it's kind of great because they, you know, they don't have any weapons, no guns. Or, I mean, they're kind of like,
it's Keystone Cops.
It's Keystone Cops a little bit. They're you know, they've got them locked up in their closet, you know, and they're just standing by the closet, you know. And it's, and what's cool is then you see the relationships between the four of these folks kind of evolve. So, and I won't go any more on that, but it's really cool.
Well, it's low stakes comedy that, you know, eventually becomes, you know, through the Stockholm Syndrome vibe, becomes a relationship-based comedy, which is, I think, the best kind, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So you get to know everybody, and everybody has, you know, they get to know each other. together and love each other. It's great.
RubberDuckyFilm.com, and that's how you find out about it. But go to MidwestFilm.com, and Mike McNamara, Executive Director of the Midwest Independent Film Fest.
You're giving away a quick comp offer? Sure. We'll just say this. We love to do this whenever we have the tickets, and we have just a few tickets left. The first 10 people that message us on Facebook, Midwest Independent Film Festival's Facebook, mention Bill and Wendy, and we'll have comps for you and a guest. Just message us on the Facebook page for Midwest Independent Film Festival, and we'll be sure to, you can consider it confirmed, but we'll message you right back.
Very nice.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Kenneth Yoder, for being a nice jerk.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. It's also kind of a schmuck.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
guys. So much. It's going to be fun.
Quick break, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.